Tefillah for Life, Shir 773, Wednesday and Thursday, Parshas Truma. We are explaining the power of our tefillah, of our ability to bring Yeshuas with nothing more than just the tefillahs that we say every single day. With just minimal effort, a little bit of effort, in our basic tefillahs, we could Be'ezer Hashem bring the Yeshuas that we're waiting for. And there's another aspect to keep in mind. A person tends to limit himself. Whatever you think you can do, whatever your preconceived notion that you can do is, that's where you will remain. Whatever a person thinks, this is beyond my scope, I can't do this, a person will never attain that level. For example, most people think it's impossible for them to have kavana by the entire tefillah. It's a difficult thing, it's not easy, but most people think it's virtually impossible. To have kavana from the beginning of davening until the end is impossible. Now you have to understand that if you think it's impossible, it will always be impossible. You will never be able to do it. A person can think it's very difficult, it's probably not going to happen, but not to think that it's beyond your reach. You set your own boundaries. If there's something that you believe is technically within your reach, it might be difficult, but it's technically possible, then there's a fighting chance you can attain it. The second you shut the door on it and say this is something that never will happen, you should know it never will happen. And that's another important thing we have to keep in mind when we come into davening. Will we have kavana? Won't we have kavana? Will we daven properly? Won't we daven properly? We can definitely try. But we have to realize that we are not limited. The only one that limits us is us ourselves. When we decide we can't do something, we won't be able to do it. If we approach tefillah, that yes, it's difficult, and yes, Psukah D'Zimra is difficult to have kavana throughout the entire thing. But if we try to take a pasuk here and try to take a pasuk there and realize that it is something that is within our reach, we might not attain it tomorrow or the next day or maybe even the next year, but it's something that can be done. Don't write it off. That will help us advance in tefillah, especially in Psukah D'Zimra where many people struggle. Understand that this is an integral part of tefillah. And when we realize the power of tefillah in general, of our tefillah, and specifically Psukah D'Zimra, and we don't limit ourselves to preconceived notions that we can't have kavana, Be'ezer Hashem will be zeicha to have proper kavana, and Be'ezer Hashem will be zeicha to be oila in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.